like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is...
It's movie time.
Linda, you sound excited. you have seen your first Spider-Man.
I was probably the only person in the entire theater that had never, ever seen one Spider-Man movie.
Well, this is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
So what's your response?
I was expecting a Superman type guy to show up and blast the bad guys away. But instead, I'm drawn into this story of a typical 15-year-old high school boy.
Yes.
Deals with bullies. He gets all nervous trying to ask the girl to the homecoming dance.
Yes.
There's some great funny scenes with his friend, Ned, kind of chubby guy.
Oh, yeah, Filipino.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend is mixed race, diversity going on all over this film.
All over the place, yeah. But he's perfect for the role.
Yes.
He's not terribly tall. He's not terribly muscular.
Right.
He's just a regular guy. To me, he was sort of a modern-day Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
He is an innocent, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, you're not innocent when you hook up with Tony Stark. Played by Robert Downey Jr. The guy just always owns the screen. He is so good.
Well, he was perfectly coiffed.
Oh, he wasn't. He's just sardonic, and he is not in it as much as you would like or as much as the trailers would let you think.
He is Iron Man.
He has taken over as a father figure to Spider-Man and a mentor.
And he's smart enough to let him finish high school before Peter Parker actually becomes part of the Avengers.
I know. He's an internship.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, an internship under Tony Stark. You don't start big. You are just a neighborhood Spider-Man.
Right. But one of the funniest scenes to me was he was dealing with some neighborhood problem, and his superpowers sort of fall short of his expectations. Like when he realizes his spidey web goo doesn't go as far as he thought it would.
Right.
Doesn't shoot out like he thought it would.
Yeah, he kind of exhausts his
supply. And he can't fly. So he has to take off after the bad guys running just like everybody else. So.
One of his gifts is his ability to jump and run, and as opposed to Superman's flying.
And he can walk on ceilings.
Yes.
Falling on ceilings.
But I think you hit the heart of this, what I so love about this film. It's real. Teenager who happens to have superpowers. Now, he gets this because he's bitten by a radioactive spider.
I wondered.
They smartly don't take it to the origin. They rather show it where he has discovered it, and then he hooks up with Tony Stark, and Stark kind of takes him through this internship in a low-level way.
Right.
And like any teenager, he's just full of vim and vigor, and he doesn't think anything can happen to him. And he would like to be a full Avenger.
Right.
Tony Stark, way too smart to let that happen to him.
Michael Keaton is wonderful as Adrian Toomes. Is that his name?
Yeah, I wonder if he doesn't own this film.
Oh.
He's so good.
He's the vulture.
Oh, he is so good. Taking off on his Birdman notoriety.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And actually, before that, Batman. Keaton brings a lot of baggage to this, and the filmmakers play on that with this outrageous character that he has.
Burning eyes, yes.
It is a good reason to be angry, where other villains are just bad. He had the franchise for getting all of that scrap, and suddenly the FBI comes in and takes it away from him and his crew.
Yeah.
He's so upset.
But Peter, as Spider-Man, truly gets to prove himself going after this Adrian Toomes, the Vulture.
It is really about somebody growing up and growing into the superhero role.
A couple of really wonderful surprises in the movie, and don't give them away. It had great humor, fun to watch.
Marisa Tomei as Aunt May is fantastic.
Right.
Underused in this. You have his aunt who brings another element to the story that's warm. I mean, she doesn't have any idea what this kid is up. Whereas Ned is schlubby, but very, very funny.
Well, another really cute scene is where Ned slips on the Spider-Man hat or helmet or face mask. It's just a lot of fun.
It is. Linda Boss McClelland. The film is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yep.
What grade would you award it?
Great summertime movie, so I gave it a B.
So I'm awarding it an A-.
Aha! But I think the next superhero film should be called Descendo Man.
Thank you. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.